I'm going to begin my message this morning by referring to a story that you don't usually hear from the pulpit, the story of the three little pigs. You know the story well, don't you? It's a kid's story, and there's the big bad wolf, right? The poor stereotyped wolf. I mean, really, have you ever thought about that? He's always bad. I don't know why. But the big bad wolf, and he goes around, and he's after the pigs, and the first pig has a house of straw, and you know what happens to that house? It's blown over rather quickly and easily, and then he goes to the house of wood, right? The frame structure that most of us build around here anyway, and he maybe has to work a little bit harder, and he huffs and he puffs and he blows it down, and the pig runs off, and they finally get into the house of brick, and over there, the occupants are safe. The house of brick was able to stand the test of time, and no matter how much the big bad wolf blew and blew, he was not able to blow the house of brick down. Well, it's a bit of a similar story, except in Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 to 15, Paul goes a little deeper and doesn't just talk about the building up above, but he also speaks to the foundation. So we're going to take a look here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning at verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation using with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. Whether you know it or not, each one of us is in the construction business. You might not be building a physical home like the one I toiled on in Tagish, but you are a builder just the same, and you are the building. And there are two types of things that are being built through you, that you are building. Number one, you are building a life, your own life. And secondly, you are building a legacy for others. The way I like to think of it is like this. It's like your life is the foundation that is being built upon, and your legacy is what gets put above that. You cannot build your legacy, at least not a positive one, unless you have your foundation securely in place. That's why a foundation is so important. If you want to build something strong, you need a strong foundation. Our friend Ron built a shed not too long ago, and I don't think he dug 10 feet down and poured, you know, many cubic yards of concrete for a foundation for a shed. It's probably just sitting on some blocks or something. But if someone was to build a towering building, then you have to dig deep and you need to build a sure foundation. And so the foundation, the strength and stability of the foundation determines what you can build. And so if we have a poor foundation, there's not much we can do. So the question I wanted us to consider this morning is this. What is the foundation that your life is based upon? What is it that holds your life together? What is it, another way to put it is, what is it that moves you, that drives you? What is it that sets the direction for your life. That is your foundation. For many people, it's a tough question to answer because they didn't have much of an example to follow. Father's Day for some people is a tough day. Maybe they've had abusive or neglectful parents. What kind of a foundation is there in that? Some grew up with alcoholism or drug addiction as the normal. They don't have much of a foundation. Others were born into difficult situations, whether it was due to income or a physical issue or a mental capacity or ethnic background. They were disadvantaged because of prejudice. These are people who were given little tools for a solid foundation for life. And we've seen the effects of that in our community. Some of you even perhaps have been there. You have suffered at the hands of others. You've been taken advantage of perhaps. You didn't get the childhood that you should have received. Perhaps there wasn't a mother or a father at home. Or if there was, maybe it was a rather difficult one, to say the least. You started off with nothing really solid, and you've struggled. You fumbled along in life. And how do you build a foundation? How do you build a life with such a broken foundation at the base? Some of you can relate to the story of the man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, or in other words, as soon as some trouble came along, it collapsed. Its destruction was complete. And you've tried. But everything you've tried has collapsed because there is no solid foundation. There are some who have tried to build a foundation for their life, but it was on rather shaky ground. For some, the foundation of their life is prosperity, money, things. That is what their life is built upon. For them, that is what life is. If you have it all, then you are successful. And so you need a nice house. You have to have a nice car. You have to wear designer clothes. And sadly, for some people, that's all that life is. Things. Things that come and go. But that's what they build their life on. That's what's important to them. That's what gives them meaning and purpose and drives them. But you know that things come and things go, and they don't last. For other people, what drives them is power. Power and control, to become an authority. They want to be the boss, the head honcho, the man or woman in charge. They have the mindset of, I'll see you at the top. I'm going to climb up to the top. That's where I want to be. That's the base for their life. That's what they build their foundation on, to get up, to have power. And when they lose power or control, their life collapses. There's nothing left. You see, what we build our foundation, our life on, the foundation will determine how strong we are later on. And when that foundation crumbles because it's shaky to start with, well, then there's no meaning left in life. And we see that all the time when people become disheartened and broken because that which they based their life upon was faulty. Even the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, he experienced that. He even said at one time he built his life on legalistic righteousness. He was faultless. But that came crumbling apart. And he needed Christ. He considered everything from before a hindrance to his life. He had built his life on the wrong foundation. For some people today, the foundation of their life is their looks, their appearance. You know, it starts off innocently enough, you know, when they're really young and sweet and, you know, you're so pretty. You're a pretty girl. And then when they're a little bit older, you know, oh, you're beautiful. You know, and who doesn't like to be called beautiful, right? I mean, I understand that. We want to be there. We need that. I get that. But then when we're older, all of a sudden, being beautiful isn't enough. Now we need to be sexy. Right? No, and that's what their life is about. If you don't believe me, just look on Facebook. You know, and I'm not picking on you ladies, but, you know, it's more often the ladies. I don't see too many men, you know, posing. You know, look how sexy I am. But, you know, it's usually the ladies. You know, they there's a picture of them. And even if they're not the one that comments, it's somebody else. Oh, so sexy. You look so sexy. You know, like, that is what their life is about. Is it really? Is that what life is about? Is that what we want to be recognized at? Is this is what you are? I don't think so, because we know that that doesn't go very far either. Those are weak foundations to build a life upon. Those are poor things to be setting our heart after. You cannot build a life and a legacy out of money, out of power, out of your appearance, your employment, or anything else like that. There's only one true foundation, and you know what that is. There's only one true foundation that will last a lifetime and leave a legacy for others beyond, and that is Jesus Christ. According to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 20 and 21, Jesus himself is the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. If we don't build our lives centered around Jesus, we are going to have a shaky foundation at best, and more likely a faulty one that will crumble. And somewhere along the line, it will crumble. And then we're left with broken pieces. And we wonder, how did I get here? What is the purpose? What is the meaning of life? And so I come back to the question I asked earlier. Who or what is the foundation of your life? Because if you don't have a solid foundation, you will never be able to build a solid life and leave a legacy for others. According to God's word, Jesus is our solid foundation. So critical, in fact, that he is described in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, as the cornerstone chosen by God and precious to him. Now, you might be wondering, what is the cornerstone? It's a term that you've heard before, I'm sure, but we're not all that familiar with it because we don't use it so much. But in ancient times, builders have used a cornerstone in their construction projects, in their massive buildings, as the main stone, the main piece, which was extra carefully cut and laid precisely in the exact spot in the corner, and that stone was used as the basis for everything else that was built in that building. Everything in that building had to line up with that cornerstone. That was the most critical part of the building. It was usually the largest, most solid, most carefully placed stone in the structure. In a sense, it was the key for the whole thing. Everything else depended on it. It determined where everything else would go. In a sense, it gave order and direction. And the Bible describes Jesus as our cornerstone chosen by God and precious to him. In other words, Jesus is that foundation. This is more than simply believing that Jesus existed as a historical person. It's more than giving him recognition in our lives. When it says that Jesus is our cornerstone, it means we are aligning every part of our lives through Jesus Christ and around Jesus Christ. And I got to say it again, it's every part of our lives. There is no Sunday morning part and Monday afternoon part. There is no Sunday morning part that behaves a certain way and a Friday night or a Saturday night part that lives a different way. When we say Jesus is the cornerstone, the foundation of our lives, it means that every part of my life comes under submission to Christ. It gets its direction through Christ. Jesus becomes the one who gives meaning and purpose to our lives, not just symbolically or by way of association, but in reality, every day, day-to-day living. That's what I need to build my life upon. And that's a tall order. I admit that. But that's the only way to build a solid foundation. That's the only way to build a life on a solid foundation and a lasting legacy. But here's the thing. Today, a cornerstone is not used in the same way as it used to be in a construction project. Instead, today, oftentimes, a cornerstone is placed symbolically somewhere on a building, in a corner usually, and on that cornerstone has some information, maybe the year that the building was dedicated, maybe the architect's name or the name of whoever, you know, funded the project or who knows what, or maybe all of the above. But its purpose, oftentimes today, is entirely symbolic. It doesn't serve a meaningful purpose in the structure itself. Unfortunately, and I say this cautiously and not with judgment because we all have to give account for our own lives, but there are people for whom Christ and the name Christian are also only symbolic. Christ has a place in their lives, for sure. They believe he was real. He's a good guy. Might help them out in trouble. They participate in rituals because, you know, quote unquote, we're a Christian. But in reality, Christ isn't the one who sets the course of their life. And just like a cornerstone could be a real solid cornerstone foundation that gives direction and meaning and purpose to the whole structure, or it could be a symbolic gesture just to look nice. Again, I'm not judging anybody, I'm just because we all give account to the Lord ourselves, but there are people who fall into the same one of two categories. Either Christ is the solid cornerstone foundation of our life that gives structure and meaning and purpose and direction for everything in my life, or he is there symbolically. And that's what it boils down to. Who or what is the center, the foundation of my life, of your life? And my friends, I just want to remind you today that there is only one solid foundation. And as I said earlier, it isn't money, it isn't power, it isn't your good looks, it isn't your job. It needs to be Jesus Christ. He is the only one that we could build a solid life upon. Jesus said he came that we may have life and have it to the fullest. That we could be people who live our lives in a way that glorifies God and honors him and reflects him and is built strong and solid. And yet there are times when we struggle. I'm not saying that there aren't. There are times when we might even stumble here. I'm not saying there aren't. But we seek to have Christ as the cornerstone in our lives. He sets the agenda. He sets the pattern. He determines what is good and right and true for us. But it can only happen as we set him as the foundation. One songwriter put it this way. He said, "In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm." Think about the droughts and storms you faced in your life. There have been some, haven't there? There might be again. What's going to hold you? The songwriter goes, "What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when strivings cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand." My friends, that's the foundation that we desperately need to cling on. That's the foundation that we need to build our lives upon, Christ. And I realize that many people have started their life on the wrong foot. Oftentimes through no fault of your own. You didn't have a good foundation given to you, passed on to you to start with. Maybe what you were handed was an awful legacy. And my friends, I just want to encourage you that it's not too late to start building a new legacy on a firm foundation of Christ. With Christ, all things are possible. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean it's going to be quick. It doesn't mean that all the problems will be solved overnight. But I want to encourage you, no matter who you are, no matter where you've come from, no matter what you've experienced, how awful it has been in the past, no matter what your circumstances, today is the day that you can choose by the grace of God to build a new foundation, to build a new life on the foundation of Christ, to embrace that foundation, to come to Christ, not just believing that he exists, not just, you know, participating in this or that, but actually building your life upon him in such a way that he gives meaning and purpose and sets the course for your entire being. My friends, this is good news. I hope you're not taking it any other way. This is good news. This is a blessing that Christ offers this to us. He says, "Here I am. Come." A solid anchor, a solid rock to build our lives upon. Do it. I encourage you. Those of you who are already doing it, I say praise God. Continue to do it. Watch out for the enemy who might try to slip you up in some way. And for others who need to embrace this, I say do it. And you will build a life not only for yourself, but you'll also build a legacy for others to come. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you today, Lord, and I am reminded just how much I need you. We need you. We need to build our lives upon you. Father God, it's so easy to go our separate ways, to do our own thing, to try to build a life on what we think is good and important and what the world tells us is a priority. But Lord God, we know that those things don't last. We cannot build a life on those things. The truth of the matter is, Lord God, we need you. We need you to come into this place right now. We need you to come into the homes of people who are watching online. We need you to come into our hearts, into our lives. We need you as our firm foundation. Father God, our Heavenly Father, our perfect Father, Lord God, there are earthly fathers who have failed, but you don't fail. Lord, you know the pain that men and women are carrying today. You know the rejection that some have faced. You hear the cry in their heart. You long to rebuild their lives on a new foundation upon Christ. Christ alone, our solid rock.